Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, I apologize, getting a little later start than normal. But before we start our prayer, let's read Zechariah 8, verses 21 and 22. It says, "And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, 'Let us go once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself am going, and many people and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him.'" So ultimately, hey, come with me, let's go pray. Come with me, let's go seek God. We're being encouraged to pray together, to encourage others to pray and to seek out the Lord. Doesn't say anything about any special abilities or to say anything about any special people in that other city. It says, hey, just go there and entreat, encourage people to come pray and seek God with you. So with that in mind, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you. I just seek you out today. I'm grateful for who you are and how you love us. Again, each day it's a miracle that you want to know me and love me. So I'm so thankful and grateful. And Lord, I just pray, Holy Spirit, for you to pray the perfect prayer, to guide this time, guide this day, and may you be the one that we live for and that we strive to honor and please for the whole day, all day. I just thank you and praise you for it. Yesterday was not a great day, just I wasn't feeling close to you, feeling far away. And really what you taught me this last night, this morning, was to quit living in the circumstances and live in you. When you say to rest in you, you truly mean to rest in you. Not allow the closing of deals, the conversations with people to be what brings you happiness or peace, but to learn to rest in you, and that you are what bring us peace. You are what bring us joy, not our circumstances, not the bank accounts, not the toys, and not even the people, but it's you. And I just pray, Lord, for the ability to truly do that, to rest in you, to be able to find solace, comfort, joy, and peace, and not in just you, and not look at the world and what's going on, not look in my circumstances, but to rest in you. I just ask, Lord, for your hand to be upon me and all of us as we go about this day today. May we grow closer to you. May we learn to love you with our whole heart, our whole being, so we can love you completely and without reservations. And then we can love our neighbors as ourselves. And Lord, I lift up our families to you. I just ask for the same for them. I pray for their protection. I pray for their for them to walk in your ways. For those of our children that don't, I just ask and plead, Lord, that you would be with them. For our nieces and nephews, grandchildren, for those who don't know you, our family, our loved ones, I pray, Lord, that you would make yourself known to them. I also beg that you would keep them safe. Lord God, take care of our loved ones. Place your angels about them. I just pray, Lord, for your hand to be upon them, Holy Spirit, for you to minister to them, to speak to them, and to guide them. And Lord, I lift up this nation to you. I just pray and ask that you would help it to turn back to you, that we would all get on our face and worship you, that we would turn back to the one who built us, who established us, the creator of all. Lord, I just pray for our presidents. I pray for Trump. I pray for Johnson. I pray for Biden. I just ask, Lord, that you would take care of them. But most importantly, I pray that you would touch their hearts and their minds, strengthen their will to do your will, and that they would walk in your ways, be men that worship you. Holy Spirit, guide them. Touch them. Work in their lives, I pray. I just pray, Father, for all of this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.